Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard live from Dublin, Ireland, along with Michael Bartley back in our studio in Pittsburgh. And Michael, as you can expect, everywhere I go, every step, another Pittsburgher.
I know.
And
I know.
A famous group here.
Hey!
I'm going to explain why. First of all, before we introduce
Gary.
Go ahead.
I'm Gary.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Good.
Who's this lovely woman?
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
Susan.
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 Don.
Hi, Don.
Boy.
Birthday.
Your happy birthday.
He turned 29 today.
Yes. I'm three.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What a cool show. This guy is a famous coach, right?
That's right.
tell him your stats.
Well, I'm pretty good with coaching on the sidelines.
That's about it. Oh, wait a minute. What's your record?
Not so good.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you had more championships than the Steelers.
Oh, man. I love
so
it.
So what's the experience been like for you here?
It's been incredibly awesome. We're having a great time. A lot of Steeler fans here from everywhere.
I saw a few Steelers here, you know, alumni. The players are, you know, taking care of business because it is a business trip, as Coach Tomlin pointed out.
Yeah.
Well, you better take care of business.
Yeah, so
take care of Tom.
Have you ever been to Ireland before?
I have not. John and Susan have.
Yeah?
Yes. A week about 10 years ago, spent most of our time on different excursions throughout the southern part of Ireland.
How would you describe what this scene is like here? We're in front of this famous place, and I just found out, look at the camera up there in the corner behind me, up there by the cross.
Right.
That's a live stream that's going all over the world, and people can tune in from anywhere, like they can on our live stream at KDKRadio.com and our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We have people streaming so they can see you on the radio.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Larry. All right.
There we go.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Now, I wanted to get.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Mi amigo.
Who is it?
This guy. Tell him where you're from.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Mexico City. I moved to Pittsburgh because of my fandom and love for the Steelers.
How about that?
Beautiful. You know, absolutely beautiful.
Before that, Washington, D.C., 12 years. And before that,
Minnesota
for 33 years.
So you have friends that are Vikings fans?
No, they are not my friends. They are my children.
We're going to beat Minnesota. Oh, wow. They're not my friends. They're not my friends. They're my children.
And this is my son, too. Two Vikings, two Steelers.
Wow.
Cool.
Yes,
wow.
¿Qué pasa? It's the...
Oh, man. All right. Oh, jeez. Oh, my.
This is fantastic. So let me try my Spanish out on you. Right?
Okay, let's go.
Por favor. ¿Dónde está la casa de las Steelers?
En Pittsburgh.
Acrisure.
Yes. No. Estadio Acrisure.
No, como dice Acrisure.
Estadio Acrisure. Here comes the steel line.
It sounds like it.
No, it is there. It's there right now.
Is that the steel line?
They're going there.
Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Hang on. We got to see the steel line. Hang on, Pat. Stay right there. There it is. All right.
There.
All right, Larry, let me get to Patricia. Hold on here now. And Larry, keep your camera hot. There you go. Patricia Rooney, also in Dublin. Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Can you hear me, Pat?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I'm so... Wait, were you listening to Larry's interviews with those Steelers fans? And I'm thinking about Ambassador Dan Rooney, Patricia Rooney, your mother and father. What would they be thinking if they experienced what you're experiencing in Dublin with Steelers fans, the way Pittsburgh is seen internationally, and this game in Ireland?
Oh, they would be ecstatic. They'd be so happy. And I think they'd be honored that the Steelers got to play a regular season game here.
And what kind of reception are you getting?
Oh, my gosh. It's been fun everywhere we go. Yes, yeah.
You know,
everyone's excited.
And Pat, did you travel with the team?
No, we were on a different plane.
Okay. So listen, you know, and your dad and mom spent so much time there in Dublin and you know, near Croke Park as well, because your dad was the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Ireland under Obama. And he, you know that when we're talking to all the Irish people there as well. And, you know, the name Rooney, your name, Patricia,
yes.
Rooney Guerrero. I mean, this is, what do you think about when you hear all that stuff?
Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, my dad did so much to help this country, and I just think it's so wonderful. You know, he was great.
And what about your mom?
Oh, well, her family's from here. I mean, so is dad's, but we still have all of those relatives. They're coming to the game with us. And my mom would just be, you know, just so excited.
And when you're there, because I was telling the story when I was at Ashford Castle, the doorman said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Pittsburgh." He says, "Do you know Dan Rooney?" You know how they do that all the time. And
yes.
do people ask you about all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As soon as you say you're from Pittsburgh. And even if you have Steeler gear on here, they start talking to you, you know, like, "Oh, we love Dan Rooney." And, you know, it's just fun.
Patricia Rooney Guerrero is my guest. She's the daughter of Ambassador Dan, the late Ambassador Dan Rooney, the late Patricia Rooney. Pat, what's the takeaway of and the significance, historical significance in your mind of the Steelers playing in Dublin, 9:30 a.m. Pittsburgh time on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think it's just the history of anyone who immigrates from Europe or wherever, and then just becomes successful and builds this amazing, amazing football team. It's just been fantastic.
And you're on Grafton Street in Dublin. Is that where you are?
Yes, I am. I actually had to come inside because they started some music out there.
Wait,
and I thought it'd be too loud.
And it seems, what is it, 2:15 there? It seems rowdy, Dublin does right now. And I think half of it is, maybe 100% of it is because of the Pittsburgh people there. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because I've been on Grafton Street other times, which, I mean, it's great. But, yeah, it's definitely more exciting and fun.
Are you amazed at how many Steelers fans are there?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool, yeah.
All right. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Okay, Patricia Rooney Guerrero, listen, have a blast. Bring home a winner. Tell Duffy I said hello. Tell everyone I said hello. And you got to bring home a winner, okay?
Okay. We hope we do.
We will. Pat, have a great time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, bye-bye. The daughter of Ambassador Dan Rooney and Patricia Rooney, Pat Guerrero. Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Can you imagine people talking about her mother and dad over there? Man, but the Rooneys are just so humble. So humble. but we're just loving it. Larry's coverage, live coverage from Dublin, continues in a moment. Welcome back. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK. We'll go back live to the streets of Dublin, the Big K Morning Show, and Larry's coverage. Thousands of Steelers fans on the streets of Dublin right now, afternoon, and they're having a great time. Okay, now, speaking of our beloved Pittsburgh sports, what about our Buccos? Joining me now is Joe Block, as he does every Friday. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Well, what a tour of Europe.
I know. What's been fun? I tell you, it's been so fun. Yeah. You got to love Pittsburgh. There's such a loyalty, and you know all that. And Joe, we're coming down here to the end of the season here. What's our takeaway so far? I guess it would be conventional. The collective thought would be we have a superstar in Skeens.
I think that the takeaway for me with him is this is the best season a Pirates starting pitcher has ever had. And I'm talking about in the 1800s,
1900s. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
100%. Yeah. Any of our lifetimes and beyond. It's really something that we witnessed all together this year. And you know, I think you could take that away from the team's record and just say what a fantastic season he's had, and really almost unmatched start to his career these two seasons in Pittsburgh. It's been really fun to watch him. And you know, as he said the other day, he said he's not pitching anymore. So are we.
Yeah, no doubt. What's the conversation in the offseason, Joe?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we're just observers too. And I think, you know, who's going to manage the team next year? You know, that's still to be decided. Right now, it seems that Ben Cherington will return as the general manager. So, yeah, what will he be doing in the offseason for the Pirates? You know, that's the thing that, you know, we're all looking for. Obviously, there needs to be better hitters on this team, and the hitters that are here need to hit better, quite simply. So the Pirates are dead last in offense, not only this year, but throughout the entire decade. So something has to change dramatically, not only with who's here in terms of the hitters, but also the hitters that do come back. You know, they got to perform better. That's simple. So the pitching, they've done an excellent job with developing pitchers here. You know, there's so many great starting pitchers that are already here. It's probably the envy of just about every team in baseball. So they're doing something right with the pitching, but the hitting has not caught up, and that has to for this team to be competitive. And you know, there are ways that you could look at it that the Pirates can be the division winner next year. But there's got to be some really pointed moves, and hopefully they'll make them, because it'll be fun to watch what they do over the offseason to get them set up for next season.
Spot on, as always, the voice of the Pirates, Joe Block. Thanks. Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks for checking in with me, Michael. Take care.
You bet. Absolutely. All right. Coming up, Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from the streets of Dublin continues in a
One of the greatest songs of all time. Stairway to Heaven. I feel like I found a little gold at the end of a rainbow here in Dublin, Ireland. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show with Michael Bartley in our studios. And Michael, just a magical trip. And a lot of people have said, okay, now what? Well, tomorrow, I guess everybody here has got a free day. They'll probably be caught up on their sleep because the flight overnight, most of the people took the red eye. You know, it takes you a day, day and a half to catch up. And then there's so many different things to do and see and tour with the NFL experience, and then get ready for the game on Sunday. And for me, I'll have a walkthrough. They'll go at the stadium, you know, line by line of what we're going to do. And I want people to know if they're watching the game 9:30 on Sunday morning, by the way, that's going to be carried by WTAE-TV. I seen Andrew Stocky here, by the way. And
oh, did you?
And there was a Bob Pompiani sighting.
Yeah. Oh.
Popping ain't easy.
I know. He's around. He's around.
Yeah, so the game, 9:30 kickoff in the morning. And as you pointed out earlier in the show, people have their watch parties planned, you know, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime setup for doing that. And looking forward to the game itself. And as Coach said, it's about business, taking care of business and getting a win. For everybody else, there's so much more fun and excitement here because of it. And I want to thank you sitting in for me and our producer, Aaron Farragonia, always does a great job making this happen. And BJ Comanchik, our boss, and then the big boss, Michael Spatchipoli. And we want to thank our partners like AAA.
Yeah.
That brought you this broadcast from Dublin, Ireland. And by the way, Marita Williams, and people have heard her for many years. She's going to be hanging up her hat at AAA at the end of January. So a special thanks. She's on this trip. She said she wouldn't have missed it. Next big trip for people is a snowmobile adventure in Jackson, Wyoming, Yellowstone Park, 5-night stay, 3 full days of guided tour, and then, of course, a day to go off on your own. That is one of the most beautiful parts of our country. And you can visit any AAA office or call 800-354-8761 and get on that trip for January. Meanwhile, what a day it's been for me.
And Larry.
It's 2:40 here in Dublin.
It's 2:40. And listen, I think you're right about something. Today, I think, is party day. What, looking at your Steelers fans, they're so happy. Tomorrow, I think it will be like a little relaxation because they'll be getting ready for the big game on Sunday.
Yeah, there's, you know, this is a very festive atmosphere for the fans, but I'm sure the players are excited to do this. And as Mike Tomlin said, very honored because of the Rooney connection to Ireland. And I'm back after doing all this walking. I got my steps in for the day, Michael. I can tell you that.
Oh, there you wait. You're at Fitzsimmons. There it is. Wait.
I'm back to Fitzsimmons.
I know. You know what? After your work today, and I'm telling you, this was the best 4.5 hours of radio I've ever seen. Larry, you're allowed to go in there and have yourself a pint. You can have
a
pint.
You know what's funny? When you just said that, it's 4.5 hours of radio that you've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's
the operative word, because our live stream is taking us places we could have never imagined at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and our KDK Radio YouTube page, which is crushing it today. We thank everybody. You know, we couldn't do what we do, Michael, without the people that support us by listening and now watching. So I'm going to try to bring you the flavor when I come back. I'll be on the air on Tuesday morning, but
I hope
you'll hear me in the background during Sunday's game.
That's right. We're going to hear you. Okay, no, wait a minute. Don't leave. That's right. I'm here Monday for you because you'll be traveling, but you're right about that. It's the new reality, radio on video, radio on live video. It's wonderful. Do you have any, are you nervous at all about being the voice at Croke Park on Sunday? Because you're the guy, because it is a Steelers home game.
Right, the Steelers are the designated home team, so any fan in the stadium will have as much as of a feel, including Renegade and some other special things they have planned. But they asked, and I'm very honored that they wanted to bring, you know, their public address announcer from Pittsburgh here, and the league approved it. So this is, for me, chance of a lifetime, and I accept that. And I had a meeting last night with some of the people involved, some of the officials, and I said, so I can be just like I would be at home, you know,
yeah.
Third down and first down and TJ Watt, right?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah. This is a Steelers home game, and we want you to make it feel like that as much as you can contribute. So that's my mantra for Sunday.
And you didn't hear this, but Paul Rasmussen and I were talking about the fact that this is a historic game, and this is the first regular season game in Ireland, and you're the first regular season NFL regular season announcer, public address announcer. So now that, having said that, if you've ever been to a Steelers game, this is what you hear. Go ahead, Larry, the welcome.
Welcome to Croke Park Stadium. Today, the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Minnesota Vikings. We appreciate your attendance and welcome you to Croke Park Stadium. Please observe the NFL's all-clear bag policy for all events. And make sure you keep your mobile tickets with you at all times during the game.
And Steeler fans, now Vikings fans, if you see out of Steelers fans getting out of hand, call any security officer. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Larry, I'm telling you, you know what? One last thing. Come Sunday, when we're watching that game, I would say, I think it's going to be 4-1, Steelers fans.
Yeah, I know. There's Max.
Where's Max? Where's Max? Where's Max?
Max, right there. You see Max?
Wait, where is he?
I don't know. I'll find him.
All right, that's Max Stark.
Max, I'm live on my show on Facebook with Michael Bartley. You were
say hi, Bill. Yeah, yes, Max, my man. Hi, Max.
There we go. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good to see you, Max.
He's
thanks.
With his children. He's just hanging out. You're bothering him.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Max and I go way back. Yeah, oh, Max.
Yes, we do.
We do. Hey, good job on the terrible towel tour.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
We're excited for Max and his new role as color commentator for the Steelers. He's doing a fantastic job, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank all right, will do, will do.
We'll let you take care. Time with your kids.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Have a good time, Max. Max Starks, he has
a
Super
Bowl.
I know.
To close our show for my portion.
Unbelievable. Max has a Super Bowl ring with the Steelers. Larry, congratulations on great coverage today. What? Great coverage today.
Oh, wait, thanks.
Renee! Renee! Renee, wait a minute. It's Renee Colburn, who worked at KDKA and WQED, and now she's the head of operations for the Pittsburgh Turnpike, Pennsylvania Turnpike. You two work together.
Yeah, we KDKA did. Television for many years.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Renee in ages. She looks great, and I was able to walk by her first class seat on the flight over. And I was back of the aircraft just in case.
Wait,
Michael, we got first class seats.
I'm sure. Wait, Larry, wait a minute.
Right.
For both of you,
you
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tonya Caruso texted me the other night. Renee just texted. Larry Richard just walked by Renee on the plane and said, "It's a party now."
Thanks again, AAA. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Michael. Great job. And here we go, Steelers.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Have fun, Renee. Thanks, Larry. That was great. Okay, we're going to hit traffic here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.